proclamation number 8749 dated the February 10th, 1964. A teacher gets educated by myself. I will fill in all gaps in your knowledge as far as you need knowledge, for it is not yet possible for you as human beings on Earth to penetrate the most profound depths of wisdom since it requires a high degree of perfection, which the being usually only attains in the spiritual realm where it can be fully enlightened by my love. Yet on earth the person to whom I assign the teaching ministry shall receive sufficient spiritual knowledge so as to leave no gaps for him, so that no question can be posed to him which he would be unable to answer. Whatever a human being would like to know, he will always be able to obtain an explanation from those who are taught by me directly through the Spirit, and thus no knowledge will ever be unfamiliar to the teacher. However, he, too, will be slowly guided into it, and I always know when he requires particular knowledge in order to answer questions, hence I will always prepare him at the right time, or I will answer the questions posed to him directly, just as I promised you that you should ask me if you want to know something. Yet you who wish to know should always go to the source as well, for that is where you have the guarantee of receiving the truth from me. Don't allow yourselves to be instructed by ignorant people, by those who have not been called by me to the teaching ministry. I welcome every person who wants to serve me as a laborer in my vineyard. However, I assign everyone to the place where he is most suited to work for me. And so every servant's task differs. But not every laborer in my vineyard is suited as a teacher, yet he can contribute towards spreading the truth by passing on the correct teaching material, by seeing to it that the truth from me gets distributed. He can also use this information himself by verbally reading it word for word to his fellow human beings and thereby convey the direct word from me, which then will also emanate strength accordingly and will have the same effect on people as my address. Yet not everyone should think that he fulfills my will if he makes use of the knowledge he has gained through my word and then feels entitled and able to teach. First he must appeal to me from the bottom of his heart for enlightening his spirit, so that I can speak through him myself, even if he uses his own words. Then he will speak plainly and simply and thus touch everyone's heart who is of good will. But if the person starts to offer intellectual explanations he will no longer pass on my word and hardly achieve any success. And then he will not render true vineyard work, he is still too much in the forefront instead of leaving the work to me. The teaching ministry requires constant direct instruction by me, since this instruction will also grant the person comprehension and correct judgment which enable him to teach. But if I convey my word directly to earth so that it can be written down, then the task of passing the transcript on to other people follows by itself, and for that I need faithful servants again who do whatever it takes to spread my word, and I will bless them for it. Since particularly the distribution of my word during the lost days before the end is the most effective countermeasure of refuting my adversary's activity who ceaselessly endeavors to keep people in densest darkness by means of lies and errors. Hence you shall help to spread the light, you shall carry it into the world so that many people will be able to gain strength through my word in order to help them find their way out of the darkness. And truly, I choose the right servants for myself who always fulfill their designated task, depending on their aptitude and willingness. However, if a person sincerely asks me for it, I can also grant him the aptitude to speak on behalf of me and my kingdom, but then he will bear witness to me in a plain and simple way and try to encourage his fellow human beings' faith and love, He will live a life of love himself and thus also be spiritually awake so that I can use him as a mouthpiece, although he will repeat in his own words what I put into his mouth. And these speeches will not sound scholarly. They will not be guided by the intellect but only come from the heart, for I express myself only through the heart. Even so, if I let my word flow to earth directly, I will educate a suitable teacher myself whom I guide into a knowledge which he can understand and also pass on to his fellow human beings, for then he will be the vessel into which my spirit can flow. But as a human being he will also be endowed with the gift of enlightening another person who desires this clarification. I have assigned this task to him and he will work according to my will, hence he will also be able to truthfully answer all questions put to him because he won't lack any knowledge. I will put everyone who earnestly wants to serve me in the right place and give him his task, which he only ever shall carry out to the best of his ability, and my blessing will always rest on him and his work. Amen.